Even as the Philip Purse for a Sister campaign nears its 10th year in York Region, its resounding impact continues to touch and humble the woman who started it in her living room in 2014. "I'm always a little teary for 3 months," founder and president Angel Friedman said of the campaign that runs annually from September 1 to December 1 across the province. "When I get pictures of the donations from our volunteer leads across Ontario, or I get emails with stories of survivors who are now giving back." The Philip Purse for a Sister campaign, which is a registered Canadian charity, brings comfort, hope and dignity to thousands of women who have been impacted by domestic violence each year across Canada. "I'm a child survivor of domestic violence and I'm a social worker, so I understand it and am an advocate," she said. The premise behind the grassroots campaign is simple. Provide women in crisis with the gift of a gently used or new purse filled with needed personal care items. Each community campaign is led by local volunteers, and donations go to local shelters and crisis and support centers. "It's really about community helping the community," she said. "If they're collected in Newmarket, they stay in Newmarket. The community leads are my angels because they're all volunteering. The work they do is miraculous and I'm so grateful for them." After being inspired by the story of a woman in Texas who organized a purse campaign there, Friedman launched a similar campaign in York Region. "In 2014, I just posted it on Facebook and received 1,500 purses to donate. Last year, we were at almost 10,000, the Whitchurch Stouffville resident said. "During the pandemic, when domestic violence increased exponentially, I knew we still had to get the purses into the hands of the women and we hit 10,000. She believes the idea of donating purses resonates with women and personalizes the experience. They like the idea that they have a previously loved purse that they can donate or that they can go and buy a purse," said Friedman. "Then, they go shopping like they're shopping for a sister. They'll put all the personal care items listed, but then they'll think maybe she'd want a gift card or a hairbrush, lipstick, or they write a note. The notes are always so nice. Here's how you can get involved. Find a gently used purse or purchase a new one, and fill it with items like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothbrushes, toothpaste, tampons, pads, and deodorant. Other suggested items include hairbrushes, tissues, lip balm, gift cards, and gloves. You can read the guidelines here. Host a purse party with your friends, neighbors, coworkers, classmates. If you're hosting an event or gathering, you can ask guests to bring a purse donation. You can request a member of the campaign for a speaking engagement here." The community leads for the Newmarket and Holland Landing campaigns are Deborah Orton and D. Marshall Polchinski. Lori Hawes is the lead for the Aurora campaign. You can step up and volunteer to be a lead in your community. The drop-off location in Newmarket is still in Style Resale Boutique at 203 Main Street South until Dec. 1. You can volunteer to have your business location be a drop-off location. Other York Region and area drop-off locations are in Aurora, Holland Landing, Whitchurch Stouffville, Richmond Hill, Markham, Thornhill, Woodbridge, Vaughan. Bring a purse donation and join the campaign kickoff at the Tickled Toad Pub and Grill, 330 Steeles Avenue. West, Thornhill on Friday, September 22, beginning at 7 p.m. with live music by Newmarket's Glenn Marais at 8 p.m. Raffle, silent auction and prizes, too.